Sabbath Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbat Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, Amad Aleph, 10 lines up from the foot of the page, Daniel, Beredu of Katina. Daniel, Beredu of Katina, B'shem of Asi, Shizri, Chawiyos, Kegefes, Okeidzim. Daniel, the son of Rabbi Katina, quoted with Asi as saying that the spines of lulav branches are like Gefes and wood. If they heated the oven, it must be gosh, forgotten. Under the Tema, Shahu Lachin V'yavshu, Avrahaya Yavishim Trilasam Kakash V'Kegravahein. This is when they were wet and then they dried out. But if they were dry from the beginning, they're like straw and stubble. Lali Behema Iftanitani V'Gefes V'Keitzim V'Iftanitani Kakash V'Kegravah. Animal dung, some say it's like Gefes and wood, and some say it's like straw and stubble. Mandam K'Gefes V'Keitzim V'Daka U'man Da'ama Kakash V'Kegravah V'Gasa. We don't disagree. The one who said that it's like Gefes and wood discusses the dung of a small animal which is not used for work, and the one who said it's like straw and stubble discusses a large animal. A great riff, as you go, is called Sohoi. The Gemara asked the question, when one sweeps, must you sweep it totally? In Mandatani, a great riff, Soich, the Tatea, should say Biyad, Hada Amma, as you go, is called Sohoi. The answer is it was taught that one who sweeps must sweep with his hand to ensure that no coals remain. This shows they must be swept totally. Akoitem as yiktoim kol sochei, and one who puts ashes must be totally covered with ashes. Min mandatani melabe aleha nuvash yopishtan ada ama afilu leikatam kol sochei. It was taught that one burns through spreading on the coals flax stubble, the ashes will partially cover the coals. The teacher that he need not totally cover the ashes. Yehida Amador, where was this taught? Yom Shosh Chaliyos, Erev Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Shein Milibah, Melabe Alea, Nuro Shel Pishta. The answer to this Yom Shosh fell on Erev Shabbos when we not sweep or cover the coals with ashes due to extinguishing. Shein said that he burns on the coals flax stubble. Gitmim in this Shabbos, Mahu. If you put on ashes and the coals then flared up on Shabbos, what's the law of a Tavshil left on them? Yevchia, Ruba Ola, Allah Beisai, Behoi, Mutter. The answer such a case occurred when Rabbi Rabba entered his house and ruled that it was permitted. Born came Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Hoshia, Rabbi Chananya, Chabri Hoin, to Rabbanon, to say, Lavoi, Lesha Oval. The question was asked to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Hoshia, and Rabbi Chananya, the colleague of Rabbanon, does Rabbi Chia permit Shehia leaving there Lechat Chila, means if they flared up before Shabbos, or only Bidiyarid if it was on Shabbos? Rabbi Ami passed by, and the Talmidim separated and pursued to ask this question to him. Amaloin, Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Hoin, Rabbanon, min dahava uvda, hava uvda. Rabbi Chananya, the colleague of Rabbanon, said to the Talmidim, you need to ask this from Rabbi Ami, surely Rabbi Chia permits lachatchila, he permitted with the Eved, because that was the case that arose. Amav Shmuel ba sustatoi, lachain sricha, Lavoi, I should say, Rishmur, Pastor Sotai said that it was obvious that B'di'evid is permitted. The question was only Lechatchila, and Rav Chia permitted even that. Number of mana, Ana, Kashasa, Koimei, Rabbi Abba, Beredu, of Papi, Ein, Indemi, Lesha, Aval, Afilu, which is a Bishla, Lea, B'tchila. Rav Mana asked Rabbi Abba, Beredu, of Papi, how can you say that perhaps it's permitted only B'di'evid, even if you cooked on it Lechatchila on Shabbos, B'shogeg, without covering with ashes, it's permitted? The Tani, Amase, and Mavasha, and Shabbos, and Shigig, Yechel, of Mezele Yechel, the Rimea. If we bring in a Brisa, Rimea says that if one tithed or cooked on Shabbos, and Shigig, he may eat it. If it was mazed, intentional, then he may not eat it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Ima, Shigig, Yechel, and Matzah Shabbos, Mezele Yechel, say Oilomis. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was Shigig, he may eat it on Matzah Shabbos. If it was mazed, he may never eat it. Rabbi Yechel, Sandla, Ima, Shigig, Yechel, and Matzah Shabbos, Lachim, and Leiloi. Meizid leiloi, leiloi ach lachirim, it's the Olamis. Yechna Sandler says that if he was shoigeg, others may eat on it, eat on Amasa Shabbos, but he may not. If he was meizid, it is never permitted to him or to others. Shmuel kub Yechna Sandler, Shmuel ruled like of Yechna Sandler. Rav, kad hava moiri, bachavote, hava amma kubi meir, besibur hava moiri, kub Yechna Sandler. When Rav ruled in the base medrash, he said leniently like of meir. When he ruled in public, amidst the Amei Aretz, he ruled like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Amar Shimon bar Kalsana, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Dorashlein. Rav Shimon Bar Karsina said that Rav expanded to ask like Rav Shmuel the Rav Yosi. The Tani Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi Omer, Rav Shem Oviv, Kovdova Shechayev Malov, Chayev Malov Zdoyne Kovis, Rashi Gosachatas, Rasoi Beshabbos, Ben Chogig, Ben Mezid, Osa, Ben Loi, Ben Lacherim. The Baisa of Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi, quoting his father, said that anything for which the Mezid runs Chayev Kovis and Beshogig is Chayev Chatas, if he did it on Shabbos, where the Shogig or Mezid is forbidden both to him and to others. Anything for which one is not chayav kois b'mezid and chayav chatas b'shoigeg, if he did it on Shabbos b'shoigeg, others may eat it on Matzei Shabbos, but he may not. If he was mezid, it's not permitted to him or to others. Bon kaimi Rabbi Yochanan at Ma'ama. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, "What do you say?" Amaloin, ani, ainli, ella, mishnah, hamasev, amavashu, shabbos, shoy, yechel, mezid, la, yechel. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I follow only this stam mishnah that says, if one tithed or cooked on shabbos, shoy, he may eat it. If it was mezid, he may not eat it. Shama, Rechista, umar, hutu, behashabosis. Rechista heard this and said, Shabbos was permitted. It means people will transgress the mezid and say that they were shoy. He said, like, kain, tani, ravuna, Shame Rav, but Tani Rav Chia Kain, Rav Shoina Hiroim Moshechech, Tavshel Agav Yikira, Mekidcha Olav, Es HaShabbos, Shogig Yechol, Meiz Lo Yechol. Didn't Rav Huna teach in the name of Rav, and also Rav Chia taught this way. Initially they said that one who forgot and left Be'issa, a Tavshel, on Akira, and Shabbos came, if he was Shogig, he may eat it, if he was made, then he may not eat it. Nechshud Uliyeis, Manichem, Mazidim, Ra'amu Shechechemanu, Va'asa Lahem, Es HaShechech. People suspected to leave Bamezid and then say that we forgot, so they forbade one who forgot. Acha Amr Kain, and here you say so that Shogig is permitted. Amr Bila, Nechshudu Liyos Manichim, Vole Nechshudu Liyos Bavashlim, Bekonsu Bamaniach, Vole Konsu Bamavashal. Bila answered they were suspected to leave, but, and they were not suspected to cook on Shabbos. They find one who left it and they did not find one who cooked. They return to say that a tavshil that is mistar v'yafalei, it will condense and improve, is forbidden, and a tavshil that will get worse when it condenses is permitted.